House Republicans in the Trump administration have proposed significant cuts to the Environmental Protection Agency next fiscal year. They say it's an effort to reduce wasteful spending and give more environmental oversight back to states like Indiana. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel says a new report by the Environmental Integrity Project shows it's unlikely states can shoulder more responsibility.
More than half of states have cut funding for their environmental agencies since 2010. The Indiana Department of Environmental Management's budget went down by 19%. That includes cuts to programs that respond to environmental emergencies, manage hazardous waste, and control air pollution at major facilities. EIP Executive Director Jen Duggan says critical state programs have already taken a hit.
And continuing to weaken the federal EPA at the same time would leave significant gaps in public health protections and heighten pollution risks for communities across the country.
The White House's budget would also cut federal funding that supports state environmental programs, including projects for safe drinking water. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Though IDEM's staffing level rebounded since the pandemic, they're still 16% lower than what they were 15 years ago.